good evening to you all. Okay, I've been hearing a lot of Republican rhetoric from one individual on this platform. Okay, my response to you is, sir, while, you know, you may have some good points, but I am really sick to death of all the Republicans who seem to think Donald Trump is the best thing since sliced bread. He knows nothing about issues. He has answered zero questions on real topics, I might add. I'm just going on and saying, I think Donald Trump is nothing more than a blowhard like Rush Limbaugh. And I honestly think the Republican Party listens to Rush Limbaugh more than they actually think for themselves. I think Rush Limbaugh tells that party what to do. And he has for years. I honestly think Donald Trump should not be allowed to run for the presidency because he knows, like I said, he knows nothing about the issues. You know, and to insult our commander-in-chief and say things like he's the pretender-in-chief, you better take a look at some of your own Republican candidates, folks. Chris Christie, for example. Mr. I'm going to dodge the bridge investigation that New Jersey put on me a couple of years ago because I'm too stupid to come out and admit to the fact that I fucked up. Really? He's not going to let 5-year-olds in because of this hysteria that Syrian refugees and terrorists are going to come into the country. Really? Do you people seriously think a terrorist is actually going to come in with a bunch of children and women and wait 2 years for asylum before they do whatever they're going to do? No.
Yeah, let's bring in a 5-year-old
terrorist. Yeah, come on. Really? Really? 5-year-olds not being let in because of the fact that you seem to raise this fear-mongering. This happened in 1930s America, folks. And what happened because of it? Millions of Jews died. We could have prevented some of that. But did we? No. We had this same stereotypical attitude we have now in the 1930s. And it caused a lot of deaths. You know, this reminds me of isolationism, actually. We don't want people here because of A. We don't like people here because of their religion. Folks, you better wake up and figure out who you're voting for, because I'm sorry to say the Republican candidates right now, all of them, are lunatics. You got Donald Trump, who knows nothing about issues, who doesn't know what the hell he's talking about, who refuses to answer questions put to him by the media, I might add. Several times. You got Ben Carson calling Muslims rabid dogs. Really? I think he's a rabid doctor who knows nothing. I'm sorry, folks, but, you know, I really think if the Republican Party continues this ridiculousness election after election, I really think that people are going to either A, get tired of it and just dissolve the party, or B, I think the party's going to break up from the inside out and dissolve itself. I honestly think that party's days are numbered because they are doing stupid, ridiculous things in desperation. It's ridiculous. You know, just saying stupid things just to whip up the American votes we don't want people in here because of this. Give me a break. Give me a break. That is so ridiculous. Are we seriously going to repeat what happened in the 1930s now? Really? Come on, folks. I know we're a better country than that. Or we should be. Published button.